Trigger warning. The following episode contains references to racism, slavery, human suffering, death, factual inaccuracies, several entitled people making light of all these things. If any of the aforementioned topics cause you discomfort, you may want to listen to a different episode. The job of a miner, where you can say what's mine is yours and what's yours is also yours. I'm Sean.
Why this mine? It's glorious. A glorious hole, you might say. I'm Kelly.
An explosion down in the mine? Well, I guess you could say those guys are in a coal lot of trouble. Seriously, though, Captain Mine, I'm Andy.
You too could join this timeless profession and work deep down in the fart of the earth. I'm Adam, and this is Acid Pop. Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Acid Pop, where today we're going to be talking about mining.
Mining?
Mining!
Yeah.
Mine.
No.
Yes.
I'd be surprised if you had a mine.
You don't know me.
So the etymology, I mean the definition of mining is a pit or excavation in the earth from which a mineral substance is taken.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from circa 1300, Old French mine.
Okay, pretty straightforward.
Vein, load, tunnel, shaft, mineral, ore, or mine.
Or.
I think by that definition, we could all have a mine. I could dig a hole and take a substance out of it.
What kind of substance are you taking out of it?
It doesn't matter. You just said
what
substance.
What kind of mine do you own?
Dirt mine.
And this is from medieval Latin, mina or minera, which means ore.
Sure.
Which I hadn't put that together. Like, mineral has kind of mine in it.
That makes sense.
I suppose it does.
Yeah, so... it's a fun little connection there.
Fun facts for the kids.
I couldn't find an exact phobia of mining, but we do have erictophobia. Any guess on what that might be a fear of?
Erictophobia.
Something collapsing?
It's O-R-Y-K-T-O.
Fear of being underground.
Fear of worker exploitation.
Strong guesses, swinging for the fences. It's a phobia of minerals.
Huh.
You are afraid of everything,
is that
man.
Salt?
I'm sorry.
Well, it's like a parent term, and then underneath it is all the specific mineral fears.
Oh.
Which is basically just like calcium phobia and all that kind of stuff.
Calcium phobia?
I hate bones!
So I found that. There's claustrophobia, obviously, for being down in the mines.
Sure.
That's confined spaces and whatnot, if you haven't read anything ever before.
Storm has it.
Nyctophobia is for darkness. And then taphophobia.
Fear of chewing gum.
Do you remember what that one is? I feel like we might have covered this one
tap
before.
Tap or taph?
T-A-P-H-O.
Fear of candy that can be pulled.
Yeah, I don't remember.
That's a fear of being buried alive. So, sort of tangential, but that was all I could find. I think it's just kind of scary to be down in a mine anyways.
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel like the fear of being buried alive is not an unconscionable thing for a miner.
Sure. you're going to want to get over that in the first week. So moving on to the quiz. What are the five most mined substances in the world?
Coal.
Well, Sean's got number one.
Asbestos.
Nope.
Salt?
Nope.
I guess you don't
shale.
Really mind that.
No shale.
Iron.
That's number two.
Lead.
Nope. You probably won't get the next three. Bauxite.
Oh.
Which is a key component in the production of aluminum.
And boxes.
Boxes. Phosphate is number four, which is primarily used as a fertilizer or in flares and matches. And then gypsum is number five, which they use primarily as a construction material.
Of what?
It's a component in cement.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Amongst other things. Any guesses on how much coal is mined per year?
Oh, boy.
Are we talking tonnage?
Take this answer in billions of tons.
Yeah, I was going to say it's got to be billions of tons. 500.
400 billion tons.
100 billion tons.
Okay.
I said 500, I think.
Oh, okay. It's 7.4 billion tons.
Oh, okay.
Santa's doing a lot of work.
With China alone producing 3.3 billion of that.
Well, makes sense, I guess. They're pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
We do pretty good for coal, too, though.
I think America's doing better. The numbers have gone down. We're only at 700 million tons these days.
Good. Good for us.
And in comparison, iron, with the number two spot, was 4.6 billion tons per year.
3 billion less.
Considerably lower. And then after that, it becomes millions of tons and not billions anymore.
Well, one of these things fuels our cars and the other chases away the fey beings from Ireland.
Are you saying there's coal in our cars?
Yes. I have a coal-powered car.
We need to get that smog checked. How old is the world's oldest known mine?
Well, I know they had them in Greece.
They had to have had them in Egypt to get those big old things for the pyramids.
Still operable? Or what?
I believe this particular one is shut down. But it's the oldest one that we knew was like an actual mine.
Mm.
1500 BCE.
We go 2000 BCE.
Just to make this easier, the number I have here is in years before present.
Years so before present?
That would be so like 3500.
3500.
Yes, I will go with 4005.
And two.
3000.
Believe Sean was the closest.
Woo.
It's 42,000 years ago.
Or, wait, 40?
Yeah, before present.
42,000?
Yeah. Didn't you say like 35,000?
No, I said 3,500.
Oh, well, yeah, you're both way under. You're all way under that. You're all bad at this.
Oh, no.
You all suck.
Should have kept my mouth shut.
You could have been the winner.
You could have been smart. This is located in Swaziland, in Africa. Deposits at the Ngwenya mine have been worked for 42,000 years. 1,000 years.
Wow.
For the extraction of red hematite and sparkling ores, which was not really defined.
Shing.
Shiny.
The red hematite was used by middle-aged people.
Old women.
Middle-aged people.
It's the middle stone age people for red dye, which there's a lot of red like rock paintings in the area.
Mm. Okay.
Around 4000 AD, a different culture moved in and they continued using the mine for a source of iron.
Wait, 4000 AD? We haven't gotten that far yet.
Sorry, 400 AD. This is a decimal place.
Adam's bad with zeros today.
We will be mining there, just wait.
I'm calling it. Get your stocks. Ngwenya means crocodile, because the mountains look like a crocodile.
Okay.
Or they did, until they were mined so much that they no longer look like a crocodile.
Now it's called lumpy snake.
Bad balloon snake. And that was in the 1960s that they ruined the mountains. So it's been operable for quite a while. How deep is the world's deepest mine?
Oh, boy.
Too deep.
And I have this in... Just take your pick. I have it metric and standard.
3 miles.
Can I guess it in like, atoms?
It will take a while to convert that.
1.5 miles.
3 and 1.5?
Let's go all the way down. 5 miles.
Holy cow.
All the way. Well, Kelly is a bit over.
Ooh.
No, not a bit. It was 2.5.
Hey.
2.5 miles or 4 kilometers deep.
That's too deep.
This is the Mponeng mine, a gold mine in South Africa near Johannesburg. No, that's Germany.
Germany, the Africa of Europe.
It's a District 9 city.
Yeah.
I thought that was Johannesburg.
Jonesburg.
Yes, something like that. I didn't write that part down. It's in South Africa. This is commissioned in 1986 and currently holds the Guinness World Record for the deepest mine in the world. To travel from the top of the mine to the bottom takes over an hour.
I don't want to do it.
Well, I bet I could do that faster.
I'm sure you could find a way. In 2012, the mine produced 405,000 ounces of gold.
Pretty good.
For the year. While 5,400 metric tons of rock are excavated each day.
Jeez.
So, a little lopsided there.
Yeah, that's not a lot of gold for the rock.
Some other interesting facts. At the bottom level of the mine, the natural rock walls reach a temperature of 60 degrees Celsius, or 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
Why are they so hot? Because they're by the lava?
I couldn't figure that out. I was trying to find facts about why deep mines are so hot, but nobody would tell me.
Because hell is down there.
Because it's hell.
Yeah, the reason I went with 1.5 is because I remember from doing our magma episode the other day that you go down about 3 miles, and that's about when you start punching through to the magma core.
They're close. Apparently, they have to they have a line of ice slurry that goes down to the bottom of the mine to keep things cool. They can keep it at about 85 degrees.
What is magma if not liquid gold?
That sounds like a fun and fast way to get to the bottom. Just take the ice sluice.
The sluice.
Yay!
And the air has about a 95% humidity, so...
Wow.
No. Is it a good paying job? Tell me it's good paying.
Oh, yeah. Everything in South Africa is good paying.
$5 a day.
Where the workers are never exploited. Not even once. At least very few. Moving on to some terms. These will be fun. Tell me what black damp is.
Is that wet coal dust?
This
would be black mold.
I think it explodes.
Fire damp definitely does.
Yeah, that's what's making me think it.
Black damp is carbon dioxide. So okay. It's pockets of carbon dioxide, also known as choke damp.
Oh yeah, you're gonna choke on it.
And then turns out that Sean and Kelly already know more mining terms than I thought they did, because the next one was fire damp.
Oh.
I think it explodes.
This one is any type of flammable gas found in mines. Typically, this is methane that comes off of coal beds.
Oh,
good. A rich pocket of farts.
We stuck a fart vein.
Explosive farts.
What is a bag of foulness?
It's got to be when you,
bag
like...
bag of foulness.
When you run into a dead graboid down there.
Happens more than you think.
It is... what you call your underwear after you pooped them because you've been down the mine too long.
No toilets down in the mines.
I suppose you could dig a hole.
Craig, do you have toilets down in the mines?
You gotta poop up.
You have to tell us this.
Poop up, stupid.
I think it's just a bag of mine scraps.
Should have kept to your the terms that you knew. It's a pressurized pocket of fire damp. So if you crack into a little chamber and it farts in your face.
And explodes your cigarette.
Toot.
It causes your cigar to really flare up.
You shouldn't be smoking in the mines.
What's a brusher?
That is somebody who consistently hits these pockets and they've had a lot of brushes with death.
It's got to be when like you have like a Marvin the Martian helmet and you can kind of like clean the top ceiling as you go.
I do like that.
Why do we want the top ceiling to be clean?
So you see if there's gold up there.
It's the little... it's another name for the little canaries. Because they have their little feathers.
I
After they
Sean
die,
the
you just use them as a brush.
Sean was the closest with Marvin the Martian.
It's a workman, usually an experienced miner, who keeps the roof, sides, and pavement of the passage in good repair.
Wow.
What's dead work?
Dangerous mining work. You have a higher chance of dying.
Yeah, that's the person sent ahead to look for the fart pockets.
That's the person who hauls dead miners out of the mine at the end of each day.
Tell us how many farts are down there. This is work for which the miner is not paid.
Oh.
But, what? No, you gotta pay people for work. That's the way it works.
Oh, you sweet summer child.
That's the difference between a job and a hobby.
What's a dip needle?
That is the needle used to inject your chewing tobacco.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Mm.
Get right into the veins.
God, that's straight to cancer.
It's got to be like a stick that you stab into the rock and you pull out and you see what's down there so you know if you should mine that way.
Yeah, like a dipstick but for gold.
So
yeah.
Early mining, like poke it with a stick.
I just found farts again.
Up above ground, it'd be called a dowsing rod.
That's what they call the boss.
Dip
needle.
Needle's coming. So I thought this was an interesting little device I hadn't heard of before. It's a compass with a needle mounted so that it goes up and down instead of side to side.
Huh.
And it lets you, for prospecting, it determines magnetic attraction. Like if there's a magnetic load somewhere near you.
Yeah. Also known as a log pose, it will lead you to the One Piece.
I was going to say, I feel like I know up and down, even underground.
But you don't know where the magnetic rock is hiding behind the wall.
That's true.
See, if only we had the technology to turn a compass.
That's what the man is there for. Here's a fun one. What's a glory hole?
See our previous episode.
This is going to make me laugh. That's the hole where you find the gold.
Yeah. And it's got to be like a rich vein, right?
Oh, there's a rich vein.
Look, when you've been down in the mines for a while...
Miners have needs, Andy.
And lots of holes.
Basically it. It's an open pit from which ore is extracted.
Or
that's what
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, or. O-R-E.
Nothing exciting. I just thought it was a fun term. And then the last one I have is, what is a short ton?
A short ton?
Or rather, how much weight is a short ton?
1,000
baker's
pounds.
Ton.
Yeah. It's got to be 1,800 pounds.
It's a half ton.
It is 2,000 pounds.
I was going to say 2,000,
it's a ton.
And then I double guessed.
I don't know why they called it that.
because it's longer.
Just funny terms that miners come up with while they're deep underground huffing methane.
Huffing methane and coal and not getting paid for it.
Here's a true or false for you. Mountaintop removal is a real and recognized form of surface mining.
Yes.
True, yeah.
That sounds true.
Yes, it is true.
We could just remove the tops of mountains?
Yeah. It turns out it's safer than tunnel mining, because you don't go underground, you just remove the ground.
Does have some environmental implications, though.
It is used extensively in Appalachia. Explosives remove about 400 vertical feet of mountaintop at a time.
Wow, it's that's like fires off the top like a big cone.
And it lands on somebody, always.
And then the waste is dumped into valleys, also called holler fills.
Holler fill?
Holler fills.
You just toss it down the mountain.
But you gotta holler first.
Rocks! And the last question I have here, something I hadn't heard of before. What is in situ mining?
In situ mining?
I mean, that just means where you're at. So I guess you just start digging a hole wherever you are.
Wherever you are, there's your mine.
Wherever you go, there's your mine.
My mine is in my mind.
The mine of your heart.
It's where you mine for little blue alien. In situ mining.
Okay.
Did you have one, Kelly?
I'm trying to think of how you would... Like, Sean's answer feels right. But it can't be that. I'm going to say it's when you don't branch out so much. You just go straight down.
Well, you have some good instincts on this one, except for Andy. Andy had referenced a Disney movie. In situ mining, also known as in situ leaching or solution mining.
Leaching?
This is a process in which minerals are dissolved while still in place underground and then extracted as a solution through a borehole.
Slurp.
So basically, you don't even dig a mine. You, like, dig a pipe down to where you know the minerals are, and then you put down, like, acid or something. Something that dissolves whatever you're after, and then you just pump it all out as a liquid.
Huh.
And you don't actually have to, like, dig a hole for anything.
That sounds fun.
Or if you're mining for toothpaste, you just pump it out.
You just squeeze the back. Roll it up. This method is primarily used in the mining of gold, copper, and uranium.
Oh, good.
Yes, radioactive liquid acid. Uranium. That's what I need.
Let's tally up the points here. I think Sean won that quiz.
Woohoo!
You get a job in the mines!
Oh, good!
You're a foreman now.
Better job than the other ones.
Just call me Dip Needle.
So moving on to the stories. We got some mining disasters.
I've never heard of such a thing.
They're so safe.
That's the safest profession.
The first one I have here is the Lewensenthal mine disaster.
Okay.
Located in Saarland, Germany. The Lewensenthal mine has been running since the 1800s. But it does have a problematic quirk about it, though. It has a tendency to explode a lot. Apparently this is more so than other mines. It happens to have a lot of fire damp that seeps out of things.
Short temper.
In fact, over the first 50 years of the 1900s, there were a total of 20 different fires and explosions in the mine.
What? That's one every 2 years.
What are they
That's
mining?
Not very good.
Coal.
Explosions.
So I think after my mine exploded 3 or 4 times, I'd stop mining there.
This is bad.
Sean, there's still coal down there. We can get more people.
That's money. After an explosion killed 41 of the miners in 1941...
They hired 41 more miners.
Case closed. The mine was outfitted with the latest in mine safety technology, even going on to win awards for its safety standards.
It's called a hose.
1941. Was the newest technology captive Jews?
I don't know. On February 7th, 1962, an explosion occurred in the Alsbach shaft of the Lewensenthal mine.
Well, they took a warranty out on their anti-fire treatment.
We can shut it off for one day, right? At a depth of 600 meters or 1,968 feet, the explosion blew the manholes off the top of the shaft. Of the 664 miners at work at the time, 73 were injured and 299 were killed.
Jeez.
Wow.
While the exact cause of the explosion is not known, it is suspected that a primary small ignition of fire damp triggered a much larger explosion of coal dust.
All the miners were fired out right after the manholes.
Yep. For hours you could hear foomp, foomp, foomp.
See escape chutes. Lewensenthal was eventually fully shut down in 2005.
Oh, man.
Were there any other explosions after that one?
Nothing notable.
They just ran out of coal.
I mean, once you kill 200 people, the rest of the explosions are just kind of like, eh. It's
back to the grind.
I mean, that's our approach with school shootings.
Mm-hmm. So my second one here is the Courrières mine disaster.
Sounds French.
Courrières Colliery in northern France was a complex series of mines in the Pas-de-Calais Mountains.
Pas-de-Calais.
I don't know. I'm probably not pronouncing it right. It's all French. Tunnels into the mines issued forth from several towns in the area, and there were more than 2,000 men and boys working in the mines, digging for coal that was mostly used to manufacture gas.
Okay. It was coal to make gas.
I told you we put coal in the cars.
They don't put coal in the cars. A few days before the explosion, smoke and toxic gas are reportedly detected at the mine site.
Is that bad?
They just turn on a fan. Yeah. Work in the mine continued.
Try breathing a little shallower.
The day before the main explosion, a fire was reported deep in the mine.
Is that bad?
Should we stop yet? Workers attempted to seal off the area to contain and suffocate the flames, but flammable gas leaked from the walls near the fire.
Uh-oh, there's coal in there.
It is suspected that this could have been the trigger for the famous explosion to come the next day. But they weren't able to verify any particular cause.
Quick, seal up the explosion. That never hurts anything.
Close the door. At 6:30 in the morning on Saturday, March 10th, 1906, a large explosion emanated from the depths of the mine.
Is that bad?
Throwing the elevator cage and shaft 3 clear to the surface.
Woohoo! Taking the express.
Mm-hmm.
Windows and rooftops were blown out on the surface of shaft 4, and when they raised the elevator of shaft 2, they found the cage to be full of dead and unconscious bodies.
Skeletons.
Shocked-looking skeletons.
Rescue and recovery attempts began immediately, and then were halted immediately.
Turns out it's on fire down there.
Well, it turns out that none of the rescue teams were experienced and or trained very well.
I dropped my mop and ran straight over.
So they had to wait for the more experienced mine rescue teams to come from Germany.
From Germany?
Yeah, via cart.
Apparently France wasn't doing very well with mine rescue at the time. And the experienced teams didn't get there until 2 days later.
Oh,
c'est la vie.
Stop saying that. People are dying.
C'est la muerte.
When the more experienced teams got there 2 days later, at that point, funerals and mining strikes had already begun before people, you know, had been rescued from the mines.
That's got to make you feel a little sheepish as you're a rescue worker walking in town through a bunch of funerals.
Progress was slow. By April 1st, only 194 bodies had been recovered from the ruins of the mine.
April Fools, it was 192 bodies.
Gotcha.
It was 2,000, you said, originally?
Well, that was the people employed by the mine, I believe. It was 2,000. It might be further in my notes here.
We'll find out together.
The mine was unusually complex for its time, with different pit heads being interconnected by underground galleries on multiple levels.
You went forward, then up, then back, then down? Why?
Put the secret code in. Such complexity was intended to facilitate access for rescuers.
And also so you could run from Jason if he started chasing you.
In the case of an accident. It also helped coal to be brought to the surface more efficiently.
Hmm.
Mostly that second one.
But as it turns out, it also contributed to the large loss of life by allowing the dust explosion to travel farther and then by increasing the debris which had to be cleared by the rescuers.
Oh.
Welcome to our death maze.
All in all, 70 miles were thought to have been affected by the blast.
Wow.
In the end, about 500 workers made it to the surface immediately following the explosion. Many suffering from bad burns or gas inhalation.
They were fired out like a Gatling gun, and I don't know if that counts.
It is thought that 2/3 of the men in the mine at the time of the explosion perished immediately.
Oh, that'd be about 1,500.
And many who survived the blast died from various gases over time.
You got a fart in your nose and it kills you 20 years later.
Oh, man. Well, not that long. Like, when they were down in the mine. If you didn't die immediately from the explosion, you died over the 2 days it took the rescuers to get there. A group of 13 survivors was found by rescuers on March 30th, 20 days after the explosion.
Wow. What were they eating, coal?
They had survived by eating bark from the crossbeams.
Whoa.
Are they beavers?
And rotting horse meat.
Oh, good.
And they avoided dehydration by drinking water from the walls.
That's also gas.
It tastes like coal. The last survivor was found April 4th.
4 years later.
The final death count was 1,099 lives lost.
Jeez.
And it still is the worst mining disaster in Europe's history.
Ooh.
All the families were compensated fairly.
With packs of coal. This was the worst mining disaster in history until our next story.
Oh.
The Benshihu Colliery Mine Disaster. Loaded in Benshi, China. The Benchihu mine began operating in 1905 and originally produced iron and coal.
And coal, huh?
Yeah, you don't usually see the combo jobs like that.
So there's a lot of stuff underground.
And dirt. We mine dirt a lot, too.
Bugs.
While the mining originally began as a joint operation between Chinese and Japanese ownership, this balance then shifted in 1930 when Japan invaded.
I was going to say, what happened then?
They invaded the northeast of China, and the region became the Japanese-controlled puppet state of Manchukuo.
Say, remember how we were co-workers? Well, you've been promoted to slave.
I'm your boss now.
I know this is awkward.
Remember all those photos you took of me at the Christmas party?
Yeah. I'm going to need those back. And you also need to work in the mine all the time now. During the Second Sino-Japanese War, the mine became a forced labor camp where Chinese military prisoners were typically sent. Food and clothing became scarce for the workers. And poor sanitation led to outbreaks of typhoid and cholera.
I had to eat my shirt.
Nude mining.
The nude mining calendar. Miners typically worked for 12 hours at a time or more, and were beaten often with pick handles.
Oh. At least it wasn't the pick head.
Yes. Well, you ran out of miners pretty quick that way. On April 26, 1942, a gas and coal dust explosion in the mine sent flames bursting from the mineshaft entrance.
Boop.
Miners and locals rushed to the site, but were denied entry by the Japanese guards, who had erected electric fences to prevent entry.
What?
Wow, they work fast.
Yeah, it didn't really say, like, were they there before the explosion? I assume they were. But...
Well, if it was a prison camp, probably.
Yeah. In an attempt to stop the fire underground, the Japanese shut off the ventilation and sealed the pit head. Witnesses say that they did not wait to evacuate before they did this.
Of course not.
You gotta protect the coal.
Yeah, we gotta protect all that coal.
If you can, try and die on top of a fire.
This trapped many of the Chinese workers underground to suffocate in the smoke.
Ugh.
It took workers 10 days to remove all the corpses from the rubble of the shaft.
That was one poor naked bastard with a handcart.
The dead were buried in a mass grave nearby, and many victims could not be properly identified due to the extent of the burns.
Now if people dig there, they'll find skeletons instead of iron.
It's a calcium mine.
Kind of mine. It's a very spooky mine. The Japanese at first reported the death toll to be 34.
But thank God no one was seriously hurt.
Initial newspaper reports were as few as 40 words.
I don't know. We had to seal off this thing and a guy got zapped by the fence.
Yeah, a mule kicked a fence or something. I don't know.
10 cents a word, you say?
The news reports often downplayed the disaster, characterizing it as a minor event.
A minor event.
No, not like that. In actuality, the Benchihu mining disaster still holds the record for the worst mining disaster in history.
So we forgot a couple zeros.
And the second worst recorded industrial accident.
Oh, wow.
Which might make for a good episode some other time. The final tally of the disaster was 31 Japanese dead and 1,518 Chinese dead.
Jeez.
34% of all the miners working that day.
Man.
The Japanese have, of course, recognized this and apologized.
They did not reveal many of these facts were not revealed until the Soviets came and conducted an investigation.
So you said 34, but when I look at your mass grave, it's about 5 stories tall.
Well, they meant 34%.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't print that one. The word, they missed it.
And then this mine continued to operate until the end of the war in 1945.
But of course it did.
So that's the three biggest mining disasters I could find.
Pretty big.
And you got any mining stories?
I always, we lived way out in the boonies, and there was, coming into town, there was an open mine shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Always wanted to go in there, but
Me too.
I'm smarter than that.
Yeah, we used to play by an open mine shaft, too.
There's a bunch.
I remember as a kid, a Pyramid Highway there, a sinkhole opened up next to it one year. They filled it with cement or something. And right now, they're expanding Pyramid Highway to, cover that spot where a sinkhole had opened up years ago. And while I was doing research for this episode, I found it's basically a government-run website that has records of recorded mines in America. And I zoomed in on that particular part of the highway. There's 4 recorded mines right there.
Well, good. Surely no cars will go into the abyss. I did go play around at the Virginia City Silver Mine.
Mm.
It's a big abandoned building that opens up into a lot of mine shafts, but people go there and tag it and shoot up cars. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's hard to get a car into a needle.
Yeah, it's weird to describe Nevada to people that, don't live in Nevada, but, back in the 1800s, everyone was trying to strike it rich by starting up a gold or silver mine. So like people would just wander out into the mountains and just pick a spot and just start tunneling, and they'd go for a while, and if that didn't work out, they'd just go somewhere else. So there's all these like tiny mines just everywhere.
And if you know what you're looking for, like, you can see them just all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually they did cover up that mineshaft hole after somebody did die in there.
I think it was when they built the shopping center right next to it.
I went to Sutter's Mill as a kid.
Sounds familiar. Where was that one?
That's where the gold rush started in California.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, panned for gold and did all that stuff.
Well, Nevada's based on mining. Like, that's why we have, like, a college here.
We're the Silver State.
And then they just never really figured out much else to do with it.
Gambling. We figured that out.
I say, Abraham Lincoln needed a vote.
And some silver. Don't forget the silver.
Well, that's the end of our personal stories. I didn't want to make it too difficult for this one. I figured just it'd be nice to just be pretty straightforward. So, for what are your morals worth, how much do I have to pay you to work in a coal mine for a month?
A month?
I figured a month lets you kind of get used to it.
My lungs are already terrible. Do I have to buy my own PPE?
Yes, with company scrip.
Oh, no. Am I being paid in scrip?
How much scrip do I have to pay to work in a coal mine for a month?
You just name a number and I'll write it on this piece of paper.
I can keep writing zeros on this. That number's too high.
How much a loaf of bread costs in scrip?
1 million. Seems a bit high.
Every one of those bad disasters you talked about was a coal mine.
Yeah, the iron mines don't seem to explode that much.
Not particularly explosive, this iron.
There was another really terrible mining disaster that was a flood, but it flooded the towns next to the mine, so I didn't include that one. I think the miners were fine. Just their families were flooded.
Only their families died. Emotionally not fine. But...
You have to pay me a lot of money to spend a month doing hard labor. I don't, even if it's above ground.
I mean, I don't know a lot about working down in the mines, but there's got to be a lot of like machinery work and stuff too, or supervisory work. You could be a supervisor.
Yeah, that's what I want to be, a mine
just send
supervisor
people to their desk instead of going to mine own.
Yeah, I'll be the accountant for a month. That's no big deal.
Your office is located in subfloor 32.
give me a quarter of a million.
Quarter of a million.
There's a good chance I'm going to explode.
Better than at the school for sure.
Yeah, there's very few explosions at my school.
Say, Adam, maybe
it's
not
all
so
mine
much
safety equipment.
Can I keep any gold I find?
It's a coal mine.
Illegally, yes. You can try and pocket it or put it in your cheeks.
You never know when you might find gold anywhere.
There's always the miner's wallet that you can keep it in. That wasn't on my list of terms.
Just keister this ore.
I don't know. I don't feel like I need a whole year's salary for a month of work, but man, that's going to be... I mean, I work construction, so it's basically that, but underground. And where you can't breathe.
Crushing, suffocating darkness.
Yeah. But I'm not afraid of, you know, I'm not claustrophobic or afraid of the dark or anything like that. So I'm not too worried about that. But yeah, still sucks. 50,000.
50,000. Yeah, like, I don't consider myself claustrophobic. And then I went in for an MRI, and that was kind of claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I feel like a mine wouldn't be quite so bad. But again, it's the knowing how many, like, tons of material is, like, above you. And, like, how a single spark could end it all.
Then you dig deep enough to find something whose name sounds like Horned Head.
And I remember once I was
different
on a
podcast.
I was on a camping trip, and, like, where we were camping, it was by this, like, little road that wasn't really for anything except for driving through the campsite. And it went over this little dip in the ground, and so they put in a drain tunnel underneath the road. So it was just a pipe that was, like, I don't know, maybe 2 feet in diameter. And I thought, that looks like a cozy place to sleep. So I just unrolled my sleeping bag in the pipe and slept in there all night. So I think I'd be fine.
I envy your pipe confidence.
I think I'd take the position for like 50,000.
I think I'm with Andy.
Quarter million?
Quarter million.
I don't want to be underground with the exploding dust, moving my arms around like some sort of worker man.
Is this how you mine? Flailing around?
Standing with my legs.
My throat sore from singing, I've been working on the railroad for hours.
Getting looks from all the other miners who aren't singing.
I can't whistle that well.
This is not a railroad.
You gotta sing the mine song.
You gotta do like Seven Dwarfs kind of stuff.
No,
where, like, echoes
what's
down
it?
The mine
something tons.
Tons.
Yeah, 16 tons.
Yes.
16 tons.
There we
what
go.
What do you get? A quarter of $1 million and you're done in a month.
Sounds great. I'll do it now.
All right.
You got the money?
I have the contracts right here. I'm being paid generously by the collier. was that everybody? Everybody's got amounts in?
Yes.
I think so.
Good, good. Then let's end this as it was meant to be ended, in the dark and alone.
Cap the mine, folks.
Cap it. Seal it off. Don't let the information get out.
Bye.